With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. The Lord's Prayer is one of the most well-known and oft-spoken prayers among believers. It appears in many of the Church's liturgies, either spoken or sung. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, then, we'll explore various musical settings of this sacred text, along with other choral and organ works evocative of prayer. Lovely works by Paulus, Bairstow, Stopford, and others. The Lutheran chorale tune for the hymn setting of the Lord's Prayer is Vater Unser im Himmelreich. Baroque composer Georg Böhm wrote several organ chorale preludes on the tune. We'll hear one with a gentle accompaniment supporting a florid embellishment of the melody. Stephen Tharp plays the organ of St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands.
Thank you.
Stephen Tharp played Vater Unser, a chorale prelude by Georg Böhm based on the Lord's Prayer on the organ of St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands. A beautiful prayer poem coming from the pen of Michael Dennis Brown was exquisitely set by composer Stephen Paulus in his church opera from 1997, The Three Hermits. The singers, Minnesota choral artists, sing Pilgrim's Hymn under the direction of Matthew Culleton. Pilgrim's Hymn by Stephen Paulus was performed by the singers, Minnesota choral artists. Matthew Culleton directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Lord's Prayer has received many choral settings over the years, whether sung as a standalone work or as part of a larger liturgy. The Atlanta Master Chorale will offer two settings next. The first is by 20th century Belgian composer Floor Peters. Eric Nelson conducts with Trey Clegg at the organ.
Thank you.
The Atlanta Master Chorale sang two settings of the Lord's Prayer. We just heard the setting beloved by many, composed by Albert Hay Mallott and arranged for chorus. Deborah Thorason accompanied. Earlier, we heard a setting by Flora Paters, accompanied by Trey Clegg. Eric Nelson conducted. Sir Edward Barristow in 1916 composed a prayer anthem combining words from Psalms 4, 38, and 141. His anthem, Lord, I Call Upon Thee, begins with a pleading tone, moves towards drama at the words Mine Enemies Live, but resolves in serenity at the end, structured much like a typical prayer. Simon Bell leads the Tewkesbury Abbey Schola Cantorum. Carlton Etherington plays the organ.
Thank you.
Lord, I Call Upon Thee by Edward Barristow was sung by the Tewkesbury Abbey Schola Cantorum. Simon Bell directed. The hymn text by Frederick William Faber, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, found an ideal setting in a tune composed for it by Maurice Bevan, longtime member of the Vicar's Choral at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. His melody, Corvidale, has a gentle contour that supports the text and allows its meaning to shine through. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Hugh Williams accompanies. Malcolm Archer led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in the hymn There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, with music by Maurice Bevan. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In 2018, composer Benedict Sheehan completed a monumental project in writing a landmark setting of the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom in English. It draws on the rich heritage of Russian liturgical settings, as well as medieval Eastern chant, American folk singing, and several other threads of Western church music. From that liturgy, we'll hear the setting of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father. The composer conducts the St. Tikhon Choir in this premiere recording. Our Father, from the Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom by Benedict Sheehan. The composer led the St. Tikhon Choir. Music for violin and the organ is coming up as we hear organist Rupert Goff and violinist Rachel Goff perform Prière, Opus 158b, by Camille Saint-Saëns. They were recorded at Christ Church Priory. Christopher Gray led the Truro Cathedral Choir in a fine setting of the Lord's Prayer by Philip Stopford. Earlier, we heard the golf duo play Prière by Camille Saint-Saëns. Another setting of the Lord's Prayer from our own time is performed next by the Sanctuary Choir of the South Main Baptist Church in Houston. Carrie Cannon leads the choir in Our Father by Craig Courtney. Our Father by Craig Courtney was sung by the Sanctuary Choir of the South Main Baptist Church in Houston. Carrie Cannon conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A late work of Herbert Howells was written at the invitation of Sir David Wilcox. He composed three unaccompanied settings of texts by George Herbert and John Newton in 1977. From that set, we'll hear Come My Soul on a text by John Newton. Robert Burt is tenor soloist, and the Finzi Singers are led by Paul Spicer. Come My Soul by Herbert Howells. Paul Spicer directed the Finzi Singers. Writer William Bartholomew, who adapted many of Felix Mendelssohn's English texts, paraphrased Psalm 55 and requested Mendelssohn to compose a setting, including solo voice and organ, for a series of concerts to be presented at Crosby Hall. The result is the mini-cantata Hear My Prayer, one of Mendelssohn's most popular choral pieces, and which includes the charming solo, O for the Wings of a Dove. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral London perform with treble soloist Jeremy Budd, led by John Scott.
Thank you.
Hear My Prayer by Felix Mendelssohn was performed by soloist Jeremy Budd with the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed with Andrew Lucas at the organ. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music of prayer, and in particular, the Lord's Prayer. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.